This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Sunday said the current hostilities in Gaza and Israel utterly appalling, calling for an immediate end to the fighting between two sides. Speaking at a Security Council meeting on the current situation in the Middle East, the UN chief appealed to all parties to heed his call. He said the United Nations was actively engaging all sides towards an immediate ceasefire. He reiterated that the United Nations remain deeply committed to working with Israelis and Palestinians and with the international and regional partners, including the Middle East Quartet, to realize lasting and just peace. Members of a militia opposed to the coup by the Myanmar military Sunday pulled back into the jungle of western Myanmar following days of fighting with the army, as the United States and Britain condemned military violence against civilians. Mendat, a city of about 40,000 people in the western Chin state of Myanmar, has become a hotspot for the civilian movement against the military government, which seized power in a coup February 1st. The United Nations has estimated that the military has killed more than 780 people since the coup. The military disputes that number. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is defending the decision to ease mask-wearing guidance for fully vaccinated people, stressing that increasing political pressure had nothing to do with the abrupt shift in guidelines. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky told Fox News Sunday that she delivered the science as soon as it was available. To date, more than 156 million Americans, or more than 47% of the population, have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine, and more than 121 million are fully vaccinated. This is VOA News. Children are having their noses swabbed or saliva sampled at a school to test for the coronavirus in U.S. cities such as Baltimore, New York, and Chicago. Now, the parts of the U.S. school districts are reluctant to check even students showing signs of illness for COVID-19. Education and health officials around the country have taken different approaches to testing students and staff members in widely varying positions or whether to test them at all. Officials in districts that have embraced testing describe it as a tool for making sure infections stay under control. But many school administrators see more hassle than benefit. Some states have turned down millions in federal funding for school-based virus testing. U.S. President Joe Biden faced fierce blowback from fellow Democrats and refugee advocates for considering keeping his predecessor's record low cap of 15,000 for admitting refugees this budget year. Biden ultimately raised the ceiling to 62,500, but in the end, resettlement agencies expect only 15,000 refugees to actually be admitted by September 30th, when the budget year ends and a new ceiling must be set by the president. The program was gutted by the Trump administration, and resettlement agencies say they lost valuable time to rebuild because of Biden's foot dragging. Refugee arrivals also have been hampered by coronavirus pandemic restrictions. Working long hours is killing hundreds of thousands of people a year in a worsening trend that may accelerate further due to the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the World Health Organization. In the first global study of the loss of life associated with longer working hours, the paper in Environmental International showed that 745,000 people died from stroke and heart disease associated with long working hours in 2016. That joint study produced by the WHO and the International Labor Organization showed that most of the victims were men and were middle-aged or older. Often the deaths occurred much later in life, sometimes decades later than the shift's work. It also showed that the people living in Southeast Asia, the Western Pacific region, a WHO-defined region which includes China, Japan, and Australia, were the most affected overall. It said that working 55 hours or more a week is associated with a 35% higher risk of stroke and a 17% higher risk of dying from heart disease versus a 35 to 40 hour work week. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.